again, I'm deeply sorry. This is the third time I'm saying this. I'm likely to offend you. I want to say two things, particularly in relation to the United Nations system. And the first is, it has struck me so profoundly how much of a Cold War mentality we carried into the pandemic. This is not something that went away or stopped in the 1990s once the Cold War was technically over, but it is something that has festered all along, but it has come out in its most virulent form, I think, during the pandemic. And the thing that struck me the most is how many of the United Nations systems that I work with really closely, their entire orientation is Western. And the fundamental responses that come both, I think, from the governance of some of these systems, as well as an ideological orientation, tends to be to go to Western countries to ask for things that they are fundamentally unwilling to provide, while at the same time, a whole swathes of countries around the world, and I'll name a few just because I've dealt with them, China and Cuba particularly, Russia, when earlier on its vaccine showed some promise, there is an inability to engage supportively and well with corporations or organizations that are located in a kind of Cold War red zone, which do have things to offer the entire world, and they do have a far more equitable system of sharing vaccines, but partly due to their own fault, but also partly due to systemic problems, I think, within the way the United Nations systems conceives of itself, are really unable to speak to each other. And so there's this weird situation that arises where the UN system is looking to the West for things that are fundamentally unavailable and cannot be given, and at the same time is somewhat ignoring and unable to communicate with places in the world that do have things to provide. The second, however, I think is more serious and is less a matter of current affairs, but I think is what we've seen during the pandemic is what is unquestionably, and I know this is a bold claim, a failure of human rights. You have human rights principles, you have human rights statutes, you have a range of different ways in which we as people, as human beings, are meant in some countries more than others, but still universally, have a degree of human rights protection that is meant to work for us. That is not actually done very much for most of the world's population during the pandemic. And what we've seen instead is that the handful of countries who heavily funded vaccine development, the United States government, the German government, essentially the European Union, the United States, really would rather do anything but deprivilege the system of rights that protects corporations, the system, an interlocking system of rights and privileges that keeps a certain business model within the pharmaceutical industry functioning, would rather protect that, leave it intact, than proactively exercise human rights provisions that might trod on those corporations' toes. And it is hard to read that as anything but a failure of a human rights system that perhaps needs to reevaluate how it exercises power in the world in the pandemic and beyond. Thanks.
Thank you. I think